Yet another urgent Waitangi Tribunal claim into the government's policies got underway in Wellington today. This time, it's the proposed Treaty Principles Bill under scrutiny. The proposed bill promises to replace or repeal references to the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi in all legislation. Claimants say that ACT's interpretation of Te Tiriti is misleading and inaccurate. Our Māori Issues reporter, Pōkiri Pāwai, was at the hearing today, and he joins us now. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Lisa.
How many urgent inquiries has the tribunal heard since the coalition government came into power?
Well, by my count, we're up to about five or six, and only in the last couple of days we've had a new claim filed on Māori wards and the return of that referendum on allowing Māori wards to be disestablished. And that's without even mentioning Waikato Tainui's taking the government to the High Court, which happened earlier this year. But I think this bill, this proposed Treaty Principles Bill in particular, has drawn a lot of pushback from Māori, and there was a lot of interest. There was plenty of people at the hearing today. They had to open up another, a separate room for people to watch the live stream in, just because there were so many people crowding around trying to have a look.
And so what was actually said? I mean, what did the claimants say about the proposed bill?
Well, the tribunal heard from Ngāpu Kaumātua Hone Sadler and the chair of the Waitangi National Trust, Peter Tipine, among others. And Hone Sadler in particular was pretty ardently arguing against ACT's interpretation that it wasn't in tune with the intent of Te Tiriti. He called it a cutting and pasting exercise of Te Tiriti o Waitangi that demeans, debases and trivialises our founding documents. So there was some strong words from him there. But the claimants also had the chance to question the chief executive of Te Arawhiti, that's Lil Anderson, today as well. And, yeah, she did admit that there hasn't been much consultation with Māori over this bill. Rather, it's just been Māori coming to Te Arawhiti with complaints.